圣堂一个好开心同埋好值得庆祝嘅日子。
Every year, the baptism is the happiest and most celebrated day for our church.
我再一次欢迎今日特别嚟参加五位受浸新抱嘅屋企人同埋嘅亲朋戚友。
I welcome the families and friends of the five newly baptized.
我哋今日大家一齐嚟见证呢个我哋中信堂一个大日子。
We have come to witness this very special day of CACC.
我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Let us pray together.
爱我哋主耶稣，我哋歌颂你，我哋赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise and glorify you.
今日系我哋教会一个好特别嘅日子。
Today is a very special day for our church.
系一个大喜嘅日子。
A day of great joy.
系一个荣耀神嘅日子。
And a day to glorify God.
因为我哋有五位弟兄姊妹接受咗浸礼同埋洒水礼。
We have five brothers and sisters who have been baptized or sprinkled.
归入教会，成为中信堂嘅一家人。
Becoming part of Christ and joining our church as a family.
我哋为此献上至诚嘅感谢。
We offer our sincere thanks.
将一切荣耀颂赞都归俾你。
And give all glory and praise to you.
求神坚定呢五位新抱嘅心智。
Please strengthen the commitment of these five newly baptized.
一生能够俾主大大咁去使用。
So that they can be greatly used by you throughout their lives.
亦都赐福俾佢哋屋企人同朋友。
And also bless their families and friends.
而家我哋要读神你嘅话。
Now we will read God's word.
求你打开我哋嘅心。
Please open our hearts.
明白你嘅心意。
To understand your will.
让我哋心能够归向你。
Let our hearts turn to you.
让听嘅、翻译嘅、讲嘅都能够一同蒙恩。
And may all who listen, translate, and speak receive your grace.
祝福下面时间。
We bless this time.
我哋恭敬祷告系奉靠我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祈求，阿门。
And we pray respectfully in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, Amen.
刚才读出。今日我哋要睇念经文，系记载喺新约圣经嘅以弗所书二章八到十节。
Our scripture was just read before, and is found in the New Testament in Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 10.
以弗所书二章八到九节系大家一段相当熟悉嘅一段经文。
Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 is a well-known passage.
可以话系保罗嗰个救恩嘅宣告。
We often regard it as Paul's declaration of salvation.
保罗怎样宣告啊?
Paul proclaims.
他说你们得到拯救，得到救赎，得到救恩。
Your salvation, redemption, and grace.
是完全是神的恩典，是凭着信心。
It comes entirely from God's grace. It is through faith.
只要相信就可以得到了。
You simply need to believe and you can receive it.
所以救恩的基础就是恩典。
So the foundation of salvation is grace.
但也都要透过信心去接受的。
But it must also be accepted through faith.
保罗很清楚讲到我们本来是一个罪人。
Paul clearly states that we were once sinners.
我们是无药可救的。
We were destined for hell.
我们入地狱的。
Yeah, destined for hell.
结局是永死。
With no hope.
现在我们直接相信耶稣基督得到拯救得到救恩。
Now through faith in the Lord Jesus, we receive salvation.
有基础是恩典。
And the basis of this is grace.
一个罪人得到拯救完全是神的恩典。
A sinner's salvation is entirely by God's grace.
而且是神的计划。
It is God's plan.
是神主动的拯救工作。
It is his active work of salvation.
不是靠人的行为。
It is not by the human action.
不是因为我们做了什么好事。
It's not because of our good deeds.
不是因为我们做了什么可以夸口的。
It's not because of, it's no basis for boasting.
那恩典是什么呢?
So what is grace?
恩典是一份礼物。
Grace is a gift.
就好像假如你今天是你的生日。
It's as if today is your birthday.
啊，有人送你一份礼物。
And someone wants to give you a present.
大家想要咩礼物啊？
What would you like for your birthday?
送你一部最新嘅 iPhone 16，好唔好啊？
How about the latest iPhone 16?
咁我将呢部 iPhone 16嘅手机摆喺你面前。
If I place an iPhone 16 right in front of you,
你要怎么做啊?
What will you do?
你望着眼睛扫扫它就走开，是不是啊?
Do you just look at it and walk away?
是不是啊? 当然不是啦，是吧?
Of course not.
那你要怎么啊?伸着手去拿了这部手机嘛，是不是啊?
If you want it, you must reach out and take it.
相信就是凭着信心去接受。
Belief is accepting through faith.
信心就好像一对接受礼物的手去接受神的恩典，神的救恩。
Faith is like a hand that accepts the gift of God's grace, His salvation.
好了，再讲恩典是什么？
So I ask again, what is grace?
恩典是神白白咁赐俾人嘅一份礼物。
Grace is a free gift from God.
唔系我哋配得噶。
It's not something we deserve.
又唔系靠我哋努力去赚翻嚟噶。
And it cannot be earned through our effort.
唔系交易。
It's not a transaction.
系冇条件噶。
It's conditional.
完全系神嘅怜悯同埋神嘅爱。
It is entirely based on God's mercy and God's love.
唔知今日我哋信主嘅人有冇谂过一样嘢
？Have you ever thought about this?
我哋真系好幸福噶。
We are very blessed.
原来神为我哋做咗好多事。
Turns out God has done so much for us.
一个有神生命嘅人。
A person with God in their life
人生就有目标有方向
has purpose and direction
我们就不会糊里糊涂地去做人
and we will not live aimlessly
有一部电影是一个很出名的音乐的剧
There's a famous musical called
叫做悲惨世界
called Les Miserables
How to spell? Miserables?
Les Miserables
Les Miserables 法文来的其实我不懂得读相信在座有好多人睇过呢套电影或者系舞台剧。
Many here have probably seen this movie or seen it in a theatre production.
嗱，呢套舞台剧最感人嘅地方喺边度咧
？One of the most touching scene
就喺开场嘅时候。
Is at the beginning of the movie.
男主角喺生活喺十九世纪法国巴黎一个贫穷嘅贫穷区。
The main character lived in the poor area of Paris in the 19th century.
因为他家姐的几个小朋友没嘢食，肚饿。
Because his sister had some starving children.
咁男主角就走去面包铺偷啲面包俾佢食。
So he went to steal bread for those children.
但好唔好彩就俾人捉到。
Unfortunately, he was caught.
竟然间被判咗十九年嘅苦工啊！
And was sentenced to 19 years of hard labor.
当他放监出来的时候
After his release,
没人收留他
No one would take him in.
他走投无路
He had nowhere to go.
走到一间教堂那里
And he ended up in a church.
就被一位很慈祥的主教收留了去过夜
And a kind bishop offered him some shelter.
主教给他吃一餐大餐
He was offered a very big meal.
有安排的睡觉
And a place to sleep.
但是当主教睡着了的时候
But when the bishop went to sleep,
这个男主角就偷偷地起身了
The main character woke up.
他又偷了教堂里面几个很贵重的银器
He stole some valuable silverware from the church.
又走了
And then he left.
但是很不幸运
Unfortunately,
又被警察捉到。
He was caught again by police.
咁第二朝早啊，朝头早。
And the next morning,
警察就带佢去到主教嘅面前嗰度。
The police brought him back to the bishop.
当教堂门一打开嘅时候
，Once the door opened,
你谂下主教点同呢个男主角讲啊
？What do you think the bishop said to him?
佢点同佢讲啊
？What did he say?
他说哦真的开心又见到你啊
He says, oh, I'm so glad you are back.
你昨晚啊不记得了漏了两个的烛台你没拿走啊
Last night you forgot to get these two candlesticks that I gave you.
这个烛台都是我送给你的。
I gave these to you as a present.
好值钱的值两百法郎的。
They're quite valuable and they're worth 200 francs.
哎你不记得拿走啊现在给你拿回去。
Did you forget to take them and get it back?
主教再三跟警察保证。
The bishop repeatedly assured the police.
佢唔係賊嚟㗎。
The man was not a thief.
呢啲銀器都係我送俾佢嘅禮物。
This silverware was a gift to him.
個警察就冇辦法，就由佢走啦。
So the police had to let him go.
呢個故事代表乜嘢咧？
What does this represent?
呢個就係恩典。
This is grace.
男主角偷了嘢，犯了法，是不是应该受罚啊？
What should happen to this man who has committed a crime?
但是主教怎样？他饶恕了他。
Yeah, he should be punished, but the bishop forgave him.
有没有条件啊？
Were there any conditions?
是没有条件，是白白的。
No, the bishop forgave him unconditionally.
这些银器本来都不配得的，他。
The silverware was something that he didn't deserve.
不是他属于他的。
It's not, does not belong to him.
现在他得到了。
Yet he received it.
还多了两个的银烛台。
He even got two more candlesticks.
这个是什
么? What is this?
是什么?
What is this?
这个就是恩典。
This is grace.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
对男主角来看，对于男主角来讲，他是想不到的。
For this man, this exceeded what he could imagine.
是超过他所想所求的。
It's more than what he could request.
不知道大家明不明白呢?
Does everyone understand what this meant?
主教的言行感化了这个男主角。
The bishop's words and actions transformed the man.
改变了他一生人。
It changed his life.
男主角他 keep 住，他保留住这个银烛台。
The man kept this pair of candlesticks.
作为一个恩典的宝贵纪念。
As a precious reminder of grace.
从此呢，男主角就将佢整个人献身俾嗰啲有需要帮助嘅人。
From then on, he dedicated his life to helping others in need.
做乜嘢？
For what?
就可以回报主教呢个嘅恩惠。
As a way to repay the bishop's kindness.
This is grace.是恩典。
This is grace.
跟住保罗在第十节讲到。
And then, next Paul mentions in verse 10.
事实上我们都是神的作品，是他在基督耶稣里面做的，为了我们做神早已预备好我们要做的各样的善功。
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
嗱，呢度保罗讲到我哋每个人都系神嘅作品。
Here Paul emphasizes that each of us is God's creation.
系因着恩典而为神成为神嘅杰作。
It's made through grace to be His masterpiece.
点做出嚟噶
？How are we created?
点做出嚟噶
？How are we created?
是藉著耶稣基督造成的。
We were created directly through Jesus Christ.
因为我们相信他，我们罪得到赦免。
Through faith in him, our sins are forgiven.
是神拣选我们在罪当中拯救了我们出来的。
We were chosen by God to be saved from sin.
今天我们相信耶稣基督的人。
Today, those who believe in God,
都是一班得蒙拯救的新的人类。
A renewed group of people.
是基督里的新人。
A new creation in Christ.
在基督里面有一个新的身份。
And a new identity in Christ.
记得我们是神伟大的作品来的。
We are a display of God's great work.
在哥林多后书五章十七节。
In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17,
这里讲到若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
It says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
我们相信耶稣基督人每个都是新人。
Every believer in Jesus is a new person.
过去我们不认识神。
Before knowing God,
不认识耶稣基督的时候。
Before we know about Christ,
我们的生活是一塌糊涂的。
We lived aimlessly.
没有方向，没有目标，又得罪了神。
We had no directions, no goals, and even offended God.
现在我们是一个新人啦。
Now, as new creations,
我们是新造的人，就有新的身份。
We have a new identity.
保罗在这里要我们知道我们的身份是有目的的。
Paul wants us to know that having this identity has a purpose.
咩目的啊
？What is the purpose？
就系神叫我哋去行善。
It is to do all kinds of good works。
要做各样嘅善工。
Do good deeds。
善工系乜嘢啊
？What is good works？
善工就系神眼中睇嚟好嘅嘢。
Good works are what God sees as good。
系啱嘅嘢。
It is about doing the right thing。
系神叫我哋去做嘅嘢。
And the things that God commands us to do。
唔系从人嘅眼光去睇以为好嘅嘢。
It is not based on the human perspective of what is good。
因为我哋都系新造嘅人。
Now as new creations。
记住我哋一生人只能活一次嘅机会。
We have only one chance to live in this life。
大家同意吗
？Do you agree？
再讲，我哋一生人只能有活一次嘅机会。
We have only one chance to live in this life。
原来神喺我哋每个人嘅一生当中有一个预备好嘅计划。
God has a plan prepared for each of us。
是要我们去做祂要我们做的事。
He guides us to do what He wants us to do.
就是善工。
This is good works.
是一个好的事是应该要做的事。
It's good, things that is good and for us, right thing for us to do.
而且是随时预备好神是运用我们去做。
We must be ready at all times for God to use us.
就是什么时候神预备好我们神就用得着我们了。
Anytime that we are ready, God, we say to him, use me when you need me.
英国有位布道家穆迪先生。
A precious evangelist called D.L. Moody.
他讲过一句说话。
He said,
他说善行是神拯救我们目的之一。
Good works are one of the purposes for which God saves us.
今天我们已经得着在基督里面一个新人的身份。
Today we have received our new identity in Christ.
这个身份是白白的，是无条件的。
It's freely and conditionally.
完全是神的恩典。
Completely by God's grace.
就有永生的盼望。
Bringing us the hope of eternal life.
就是将来我们可以同神永远在一起。
To be with God forever in heaven.
那你的人生又应该怎样去回报神呢？
So how will we repay God throughout your life?
咁你又点样去完成神要你做嘅各样唔同嘅善工呢
？How can you fulfill all the good works that God wants you to do?
有套电影中文名叫《奇迹列车》，英文叫《One Life》。
There's a film called One Life。
嗱，呢套电影咧系描写第二次世界大战前夕。去拯救那班犹太儿童难民的一个行动。
It is about the efforts that were made to rescue Jewish child refugees just before World War II.
这个电影是一个真人真事而且是很感人的电影。
It is a true story that is very moving.
当时有2000几位的犹太儿童的难民。
There are 2000 Jewish children.
他们逃难走到去捷克布拉格那里。
They fled to Prague in the Czech Republic.
过着啲好悲惨、好艰苦嘅生活。
And they lived in very dire conditions.
片中嘅男主角阿 Nicky,
the main character Nicky,
佢系犹太裔嘅英国人。
He was a British Jew.
佢自细就俾妈妈教导佢。
His mum taught him.
就话假如有人你遇到有人困难嘅时候
，If others were in need,
唔好袖手旁观。
Do not just stand by.
因为 Nicky 明白到施比受更为有福。
He understood that it was more blessed to give than to receive.
男主角 Nicky 佢喺伦敦系做一个证券交易所嘅。
Nicky was a stockbroker in London.
过着好舒服嘅中产嘅生活。
He lived a very comfortable middle class life.
佢有位朋友系喺英国住捷克。难民委员会的成员。
He had a friend who was part of the British Refugee Committee in Czech.
他朋友就邀请 Nicky 去到捷克布拉格那里去协助那班犹太的难民。
He invited Nicky to help the local Jewish refugees in Czech.
当 Nicky 去到的时候见到这班的儿童很惨，他们又没有食物， 又冇医疗嘅药物。
Nicky saw that the local children there lacked food and medicine.
甚至佢哋可以话随时会俾啲纳粹党捉翻去集中营等死噶。
And they were at risk of being taken by the Nazis to concentration camps.
咁 Nicky 就谂下点样可以拯救呢一班嘅犹太儿童呢
？So Nicky wanted to think about how he can rescue them.
系避免佢哋俾捉去集中营呢？
Just prevent them from being taken to the Nazis concentration camp.
咁佢自己做咗个决定。
And so he decided.
佢话我要想尽办法去营救呢一班嘅儿童。
He need to arrange a plan to rescue them.
离开布拉格，而且可以去到英国嗰度。
To escape from Prague and to go to the UK.
而且仲会安排一啲收养家庭去收养呢班儿童。
Also arrange for foster families to take them.
Nicky 只不过系普通人。
Nicky was just an ordinary man.
佢冇钱冇财冇势。
He had no wealth or influence.
啊，但佢有热心。
But he had passion.
佢坚持佢嘅行动。
He was persistent with his actions.
所以佢行动感动咗好多人，加入咗呢个营救计划嘅工作。
And these actions inspired many to join his rescue efforts.
Nicky 佢几经辛苦排除万难。
He faced many challenges.
佢可以将一批又一批嘅儿童用火车运载佢哋出境。
But he successfully transported many children by train to safety in the UK.
而且带佢哋安全去到英国嗰度。
He would safely rescue them to UK.
喺二次大战嘅前夕。
Before the Second World War began,
Nicky 安排咗八批嘅儿童离开咗布拉格。
He had already managed to arrange eight groups of children from the Prague to the UK.
呢度一共系669人。
In total, he saved 669 children.
呢班人都能够安全去到英国嗰度。
They all safely arrived to the British.
但系当战争开始之后
，After the war started。
Nicky 一生人最遗憾嘅事就系咩咧
？Nicky the most regretful thing in his life
就系佢唔能够将最后嗰250个嘅儿童去带嚟出境。
It was that he could not rescue the last batch of 250 children。
当时佢哋喺火车嗰度。
At that time, the children were on the train。
嗰班纳粹党外员上咗火车，夹硬。将呢250个细路仔拉咗落嚟。
The Nazis forcibly pulled these children out of the train and sent them to the concentration camps.
系啦，送咗去集中营。Nicky 会感到好遗憾呢件事。
Nicky deeply regretted this.
再讲 ，Nicky 只不过系普通人。
Nicky was just an ordinary man.
佢做一个好嘅榜样。
He set a very good example.
佢离开佢自己嗰个安舒区。
He stepped out of his comfort zone.
佢对呢班嘅难民感同身受。
And he emphasized with the plight of the refugee children.
佢努力去营救佢哋脱离水深火热嘅地方。
He strived to save them from the dire circumstances.
将啲唔可能嘅事情变成可能。
He turned the impossible into possible.
佢挺身而出。尽心尽力咁去做神喜悦嘅事。
He acted wholeheartedly to do what pleased the God.
而且将一切都交托俾神。
He left the results to God.
Nicky 嘅付出，佢拯救咗好多人嘅生命。
Nicky's sacrifices saved many lives.
佢嘅生命影响咗好多人嘅生命。
It impacted countless others.
而且创造咗好多生命嘅奇迹。同埋见证
，and created miracles and testimonies。
再讲喺以弗所书第二章第十节
，again in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10。
保罗讲到今日我哋每个人都系神嘅作品。
Paul states that each of us is God's masterpiece。
系佢喺基督里边造成嘅。
We're created in Christ。
神嘅心愿系乜嘢啊
？So what is God's desire and purpose？
原来神嘅目的就要我哋去做各样嘅善工。
Turns out God's desire is for us to do all kinds of good works.
Nicky 嘅行动叫醒咗我哋要去记得主耶稣基督点教我哋。
Nicky's actions awaken us to Jesus' teachings.
主耶稣要我们在世上要做什么呢？
Jesus taught us how we should act in this generation.
保罗说我们每个人都是神的杰作。
Paul says that each of us is God's creation.
是要为神做各样的善工。
We are created to do all kinds of good works for him.
就要作盐作光行公义好怜悯全谦卑的心每日与神同行。
We are called to be the salt and light, to act justly, showing mercy, and walking humbly with God every day.
我们只要尽力去做。
We just need to do our best.
其他就留给神去做啦。
And God will do the rest.
朱伯、Alice、Irene、Fanny 和 Jovita.
To the five newly baptized.
你们知不知道你们刚才不单止是凭着你去用口去认信去讲见证。
You not only confess with your mouth and give testimony.
而且公开去承认自己是神的儿女。
You openly acknowledge yourself as a child of God.
去宣告自己已经向这个世界死向罪死了。
And you declare that you have died to the world and to sin.
去证明而且你们用行动去接受这个洗礼。
And you have demonstrated through your action of baptism.
来证明你内心那个相信。
To show your belief in God.
是新造的人。
You are now a new creation.
我们感谢你。
We praise the Lord.
使徒行传在20章35节下底那里讲。
In Acts chapter 20 verse 35.
当纪念主耶稣的话说
Jesus says that
大家记得吗跟着什么
What does it say?
施比受更为有福
It is more blessed to give than to receive
大家再讲一次施比受更为有福
It is more blessed to give than to receive
记得你们每个人都是神的杰作
Each of you is God's masterpiece
还要记得你们只能够在世上面活一次。
Remember, you only live once.
咁你要点做啊
？So how should you live?
点做啊
？How should you live?
就要好好去做神各样嘅善工。
To do all kinds of good works for God.
去荣神益人。
To glorify God and enrich others.
主耶稣翻嚟日子好近啦。
The Lord will return soon.
让我们好好利用我们现在有限的人生
Let us wisely use our limited lives
去做永恒的工作
To do eternal work
再讲
Again
施比受更为有福
It is more blessed to give than to receive
我们尽量去做
We do our best
其他就怎样留给神
And God will take the rest
我再一次恭喜你们五位
Congratulations once again.
求主耶稣基督亲自带领力掌管你们一生。
May the Lord Jesus Christ lead and govern you.
一生为主而活。
To live for him in all your days.
完成你们要做各样的善工。
Complete the works that he has prepared for you.
将荣耀归给神。
And bring glory to God.
也求神赐福给你家人。
And may God also bless your family.
好不好啊？好不好啊？大家啊？好
Thank you.
Thank you.